Dustin, getting to get an up-close look at some elite defensemen here as well in the league, Erik Karlsson, Brent Burns. What's it like seeing them at the other end of the rink, and is it fun to play a team like that and maybe try and go toe-to-toe with them?
I mean, it's, you know, another NHL game. We got to look at their lineup. You know, obviously they got some, you know, good D that, you know, get up in the game. Their forwards are quick. You know, we gotta stick to our game plan and try to outwork them.
What have you seen from your D core lately? It seems like there's been a lot more activation, a lot more involvement, not just yourself, but from really everybody, all six guys.
You know, yes, they're, you know, we have been a little bit, you know, more active. You know, it's kind of the way we're running and playing right now, kind of our game plan. You know, for the most part, we keep it pretty simple and, you know, just do our job.
We talked to Kevin Cheveldayoff the other day, sort of a state of the midseason look at where things are. What's your take on where your team's at now as you approach the halfway point?
Well, today we're facing, you know, the Sharks, so, you know, we're just looking at that right now. And that's not our job to, you know, look ahead. Our job's to take care of our things right today, and, you know, they do the rest.
How would you describe your first half, Dustin, so far? It seems like you're playing some of your best hockey.
It's been, you know, pretty good. I think, you know, for the most part, I think it was just kind of, you know, coming in this year with the right mindset and make sure everyone in our team has, you know, the right mindset where we need to go, what we want to get to, you know. So I think, you know, for the most part, it's been pretty good. I think, you know, our team's, you know, played some pretty good hockey this year so far.
What's worked so well with the pairing of you and Ben? He's obviously kind of cemented that spot on your left side. What works well between the two of you?
I guess him just listening to me. Keeps it pretty simple. He's, you know, a guy I can read off pretty well, and he's, you know, figured out how to read off me pretty well too. So, you know, that, you know, stuff that doesn't happen overnight, but, you know, we've done, you know, pretty good job so far.
That's what Josh Morris, he was a player I know when he first broke in here that you mentored. What have you seen from Josh in terms of his evolution, his development this season? He's really added that offensive element now to his game.
I think it's just, you know, another year under his belt, just, you know, being comfortable where he is and knowing that, you know, he's an NHLer and he's, you know, getting, you know, more reps out there, just get, you know, comfier and more confidence in himself.
For you too, I mean, Paul's leaned on you in some more defensive situations. Some nights they switch the matchup where it's you and Ben out against the team's top line. I mean, have you enjoyed embracing that defensive side to go along with your offensive game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't have, you know, one pair, you know, shutting down the top line every night. They got to, you know, different matchups are going to be, you know, because of different way guys think different, you know. So it's, you know, it's been good. It's, you know, they've done a pretty good job back there, you know, rolling us through and doing our job.
Well, the penalty killing aspect, too, it seems like you've been enjoying that side of the game as well.
Well, I mean, if you want to win hockey games, you kind of got to get into the penalty killing mode and, you know, that's just another thing that, you know, you just got, when you're out there, you just got to commit and do the job.
You guys have done a really good job being a disciplined club, especially over the last 10 games here. Has there been more talk amongst the players in the room about taking less penalties, or is it just kind of the way the games have gone and you've been able to work at it?
I think it's more just the way the game's gone. Nothing, you know, we obviously don't want to be in a penalty box all night, so, you know, we try, you know, watch our sticks and taking penalties.
Dustin, have you seen maybe a change in how teams are trying to attack your power play, where maybe things are opening up a little more at the point for, say, you, because they're paying so much attention now down low to when Blake has the puck and obviously with Patty and Mark?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's, you know, watching video now and, you know, seeing where, you know, which guys are scoring and, you know, where the puck's going. And I think for us it's just, you know, get the puck under on our sticks and they'll, you know, move it quickly and just, you know, try moving around faster than they can skate.
Dustin, Paul Gackle, San Jose Mercury News. Obviously, you're going to be seeing a little more of Evander Kane now that he's moved here into the Western Conference. Does that, are there still hard feelings there? Does that boil the blood at all, or is, you know, that just in the rearview mirror? It's been so long.
It's been a while, so, you know, I don't think really think about it anymore. you know, that's another guy you got to watch, you know, going up and down that wing with good speed and shoots the puck well.
Just one more for me, Dustin. But
last one, guys.
Everybody came into this season, I think, realizing that expectations have been raised for this team. Safe to say in the room that everybody has higher expectations of what would constitute a successful season than maybe even a year ago?
I think so, and, you know, as they should be. And, you know, you got a job to do. Just go out there and do it at your best.